سرتاب قدم ہے تن سلطان زمن پھول، لب پھول، دہن پھول، زقن پھول، بدن پھول. انشاءاللہ few of the couplets from this naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inshallah, we'll put forward it to you. So, here in the very first couplet, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has picked a word pool. Pool refers to flower, rose or flower. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman says in the very first couplet, let's talk about few words, okay, first of all. So inshallah, it will help us to further understand. Sarta baqadam, meaning from the sacred head to the blessed toe. Tan means the blessed body. Sultan means king. Zaman means time. Phool means flower. Lab means lips. Dahan means the blessed mouth. Zakan means the blessed chin. And badan means the blessed body. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, here Allah Hazrat is saying, from his sacred head to the blessed feet, the entire body of the king of every era is elegant. Elegant are his lips, his mouth, his chin, truly elegant his entire body. In this couplet, Sayyidi Allah Hazrat uses the word phool, the flower, to express the excellence of the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But it is being applied in the sense of elegance and fragrance. Subhanallah. The message here is that the blessed body of the Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is the most elegant and most fragrant. Subhanallah. And this is such elegance and fragrance which is incomparable, no doubt at all. A great scholar in the history of Islam, Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fifani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that in the entire creation, there is none more elegant than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And if we talk about the fragrance of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, the fragrance from the blessed body of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was unique in every way, and no fragrance compared, Allahu Akbar, or can be compared to it. Hazrat Halima Saadia radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she states that as a child, when she brought beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam home with her, not only did her home became fragrant, Allahu Akbar, through the fragrance of Nabi Kareem alayhi salam.